From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish warplanes have attacked pro-Syrian government forces in Syria's northwestern Kurdish enclave of Afrin, killing at least 36 fighters. Syrian Democratic Forces, a militia alliance led by the Kurdish People's Protection Units, or the YPG, confirmed those strikes, Turkey considering the YPG a terrorist group. China has warned about the impact of global trading, if President Trump proceeds with his plans to impose tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. Meantime, Canada and the EU also took exception with the proposed tariffs. More now from VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
The president roiled financial markets by announcing tariffs on imports of steel and aluminum, a move that drew criticism from both parties.
So we're going to build our steel industry back, and we're going to build our aluminum industry back.
Turmoil is nothing new to the Trump White House and is likely a factor in his historically low poll ratings. But Trump is used to being an underdog. The turmoil also extended to the White House staff, where longtime aide Hope Hicks announced she's resigning. There was also growing speculation about the future of Trump's national security advisor, H.R. McMaster. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Burkina Faso's president urging the public to cooperate more closely with the country's military comes a day after armed group attacked a French embassy and the cultural center, plus the military headquarters in the capital of Ouagadougou. The group to support Islam and Muslims claim responsibility for the attacks in a message cited by Mauritania's Al Akhbar news agency. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson set to travel to Africa this week. He'll be meeting with leaders from Chad, Djibouti, Ethiopia, Kenya, as well as Nigeria during his travels. VOA State Department correspondent Nike Ching has more.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's travel to Africa comes after the recent mass kidnapping of schoolgirls in Nigeria. State Department officials say finding ways to combat such incidents and promoting counterterrorism and security cooperation are high priorities for the top U.S. diplomat. Tillerson's trip is also seen as a good opportunity for the United States to reaffirm ties with African nations, particularly after President Donald Trump referred to the continent and Haiti in a derogatory manner earlier this year. Nike Chin, VOA News, the State Department.
Germany's Social Democrats have started counting the votes of hundreds of thousands of party members who'll be deciding a new coalition under Chancellor Angela Merkel will take office more than 4 months after an election. Germany has faced months of uncertainty after voters returned a fragmented parliament. Earlier attempt to form a Merkel-led three-way coalition collapsed. Italian pollsters say far-right and anti-establishment parties could be making big gains in today's election, with a hung parliament adding to decades of instability for that country. We got more now from Reuters' Matthew LaRotondo.
Pollsters Reuters spoke with say there's a good chance that the far-right party known as the League could overtake the center-right Forza Italia of former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. The two are part of an alliance of right-leaning groups and are expected to emerge as the largest faction when the dust settles. But they've also agreed that the party amongst them that picks up the most seats in Parliament will also pick the next Prime Minister. And that's not their only concern. On Thursday, officials from the alliance were caught on open microphones fretting over the advances of the anti-establishment Five Star movement. Five Star last polled in the high 20s, but pollsters tell us they could well jump above 30%. That's still not high enough to rule on their own, but it is enough to provide a major headache for the right-wing groups as they try to form a new administration.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotondo reporting. North Korea warns it would respond if the U.S. holds joint military drills next month with South Korea, contending they would hinder a recent thaw in relations between the two Koreas. Thaw could be tested when the exercises take place. They were suspended for the Winter Olympics in South Korea. North Korea has repeatedly described the drills as a threat. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.